God led us, he led me from an IT career here in the United States to serve in Africa. And so our ministry in Malawi is to train Malawians for life and for ministry. And one of the ways I do that is through teaching computer classes. I teach at our Grace Bible schools in Malawi. I also teach at a college called African Bible College, and at a Christian school called ABC Christian Academy, where I teach junior high and high school computer classes. And it's a great opportunity, even in computer class, to be able to share the gospel with the students. Another opportunity that I have to minister in Malawi is through coordinating the translation of Bible school materials from English into Tshewa. And so our Bible school program, we started in 2012 with Joseph Asong, who will be speaking to you next Sunday. He'll be telling you about what he's doing there. He started that program with our Malawian leaders, but we soon realized that that program needed to be translated from English into Tshewa. And so I've taken on that role, and I'm working on that project to get all of our Bible school courses into the language of Tshewa so that our leaders can better understand and better learn as we go from place to place to teach. Another part of the ministry that I've been involved in pretty much the whole time I've been in Malawi is mentoring of leaders and helping them through studying the Bible together, through helping them plan ministries better, coordinate our ministries so that we can accomplish things more efficiently and work together as a team. Teaching and preaching is part of the ministry that that I have in Malawi, and I'll give you some more details about that, but I am not a gifted preacher, but yet God sometimes will take you and stretch you and cause you to do things that you maybe weren't comfortable doing, but he can still use you. And so my challenge would be to you to think about ways that God can be using you, even maybe in some ways outside of your comfort zones. One of the challenges we face in working in a country like Malawi, it's one of the poorest countries in the world, and often we find that there's some hindrances to the gospel, some hindrances to us sharing the gospel or going and teaching seminars, and sometimes that involves the lack of food or the lack of, because of their way of life, it makes it difficult. And so one of the ways that we try to help as missionaries is to facilitate training for our churches and our members and our leaders in different ways of doing things. And I'll give you more details about that later. But often as missionaries, we don't have all the answers ourselves, but we can find and we can connect with other people, with other organizations, with other partnerships to help our church members and leaders. Christy has a full-time job in Malawi, homeschooling our three oldest kids, and then dealing with a toddler in the midst of all that. But she also gets involved with the church ladies in teaching some life skills. She likes to use crafts and things that she can teach and use materials that the ladies can get their hands on very inexpensively or often for free. And all of us should be using our talents to encourage and assist the body of Christ wherever we are. And we like to do that as a family, through music and through some different ways, and through my computer skills. I'm able to help out different missionaries, college students, other people in the area, the city of Lilongwe, with computer problems and help when there's computer crashes or they've lost all their data and things like that. And so it's a great blessing to be able to be there and to work that way and to be able to serve. Just some things that you can pray for us about. One of our coworkers, Givemore and Sylvia Nyakambiri, they're originally from Zimbabwe, and Givemore recently graduated from African Bible College and then joined GMI as a GMI partner to go to the country of Mozambique. But in the meantime, he's living in Malawi and serving with us. But recently, his youngest son, five-year-old son, his name is Jay Nathan, was diagnosed with leukemia. And this is a very difficult time for them. He is getting treatment here, there in Lilongwe, in Malawi. He's getting chemotherapy. And so I would just ask that you would please pray for them, pray for Jay Nathan, He's gotten a good report recently. I talked to Givmore a couple days ago, and he'd gotten a good report from the doctors. So the chemo is working. It's going on well. But please pray for them. Please pray for their family as they deal with those situations. Please pray for us as we deal with corruption issues in Malawi. It's steeped everywhere in the society, but especially in the government. It makes getting things done very difficult. I'll leave it at that. Pray for us as we develop leaders, that we can develop strong leaders who have integrity, and that God will raise up the right leaders for us to be training. Pray for us as a team. We have a number of missionaries serving there together, and pray that we would grow together as a team and work well together and be effective in our ministries. And pray for us as a family that we would have wisdom and patience as we are here in the United States and we go from different churches each weekend. Just pray for us, especially for our kids. That can be a bit of a challenge for them as they meet new friends and then leave them and have to start over again as we move in and move along. We do have some financial needs as well. We ask that you would consider supporting us on a monthly basis. We're about $475 lacking in our monthly support. I'm also raising money as a project to help get the Bible school courses translated. It costs about $230 for each course to be translated, and we have 26 courses we still need to do. And I'm also looking to buy laptop computers and a portable projector that we can take and take computer training out into the different places where we have Bible schools. We have Bible schools all across the country, and we want to be able to take that computer training not just in the long way in the capital, but out to the different villages. And so that's another project that we are trying to do. This is our contact information. We have prayer cards and things out on our table, and you can sign up for our update letters and things like that. And of course, you can get more details if you come to the end zone classroom during the second hour. But right now, I would like to ask Pastor Spooner to come forward. We would just like to say thank you to this church for their faithful support over the years. And so we'd like to just present to you this banner, which is upside down, there we go. So it is a banner of, has the flag of Malawi and the crest of Malawi and a little map there. So we'd just like to say thank you.
Thank you, Titus. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know whether to wear it like in the Olympics or something like that. So I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but.